What is up, best life seekers? You are listening to Dreamcatcher, the podcast with your host, Mark Rudd Larson. Mark believes that at one time or another, we have all had dreams. Dreams for the future and dreams of a better life. In this podcast, Mark will feature people who have gone after, fought for, and caught their dreams. Mark and his guests will share the tips and tools that they've used to create their best lives. So sit back, listen, and learn so you too can get started catching all your dreams and living your best life. Now here's your host, Mark Rudd Larson.
Hello, Mark Rudd Larson here for the Dreamcatcher Podcast. Thanks for joining me. So today I have my guest,
Emilio Calderon Trejo.
Thank you for joining us. Yep. And I also want to thank Blue Moon Coffee Shop downtown Hastings for hosting us. If you're in for some coffee or some awesome muffins or lunch too, he knows too. And that they have really good things. I definitely know the chocolate chip muffin really well. So how are you doing today?
Not too bad.
Okay. Yourself? I'm doing great. It's Friday. It's nice. It's spring. So, how's the week been?
The week has been eventful. I mean, just grabbing two jobs, going to the gym.
Okay.
Just self-improving as much as possible.
Okay.
That's all I've been doing.
Okay.
That's all I do.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's cool. So, we just met last Friday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, and we could have had a podcast then.
Yeah, we could.
Very much. So, sure. And we were just talking about maybe you do your own podcast coming up.
Someday.
soon. We'll get you on that. Yeah. So what do you do for a living?
So I work at Red Heating and Cooling.
Okay.
I do duct work. I pretty much go to commercial sites.
Okay. Like
schools and hospitals. And we put up duct work. We read blueprints and stuff like that. And we also just have fun with that. I mean, I enjoy working there because it feels like there's days that it is busy.
Okay.
And
cool.
Days where it's slow.
Okay.
I enjoy it. I also work at Kitty's Roadhouse.
Oh, do you really? I love Kitty's Roadhouse.
Yeah. Kitty's Roadhouse is it's great.
I like it.
There's a lot of
blue cheese pizza. Blue cheese. They served that to us by mistake one time because I don't like
really?
Blue cheese. And it's like, this is really good.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, I mean, that's what I do. Yeah.
I might move the mic over closer.
Sorry about that.
That is cool. No, like I said, this is just casual conversation.
Yeah.
So are you from here? Where do you live?
I'm from Harvard, Nebraska.
Okay.
So 16 miles away from Hastings.
Okay. Is that where you were born and raised at?
I was born in Hastings and then I was raised in Harvard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yes.
So do you like to travel then or have you
traveled? I mean, I've traveled a couple times, but nothing too crazy.
Okay. Okay.
I would love to do it more for sure.
Any place specifically that you'd like to start out traveling?
Everywhere. Anywhere, man. Anywhere different than Nebraska. I mean, it's a different perspective.
Oh, boy, it is. Yeah. You just get out here. It's like, wow, the world's a lot different than Nebraska.
Yeah, for sure.
So what we talked about last week, you know, all the self-improvement and the books that you read and everything else. So what got you? I mean, you've always had that mindset?
No, to be entirely honest, no. I didn't really have that mindset because growing up, I really didn't read books a lot.
Okay.
But my father, I remember at a young age, implemented, you should read books. You should self-educate a lot.
And very important.
It was something that I just kind of put off. But as I got older, I realized that in this world, you have to be self-educated and not everything in the school system really teaches you how to be financially free or
very true.
How to move in the world. It's not.
It basically makes you
to be a good systematic worker. That's all it is, man. Mm-hmm. But a free thinker, that's something that I've been working towards, being more of a free thinker, not society thought.
Okay. Awesome. So free thinking, what are some things that, I mean, you're free thinking, what are you
thinking about? Politics. I mean, I don't see Democrats, Republicans. I mean, I see people, they have, views, but at the end of the day, it's like, you let that get into your head. You let that one-sided mentality, when it should be the United States. It's in the name, the United States, but people don't act like that
today. Okay. You ever thought about running for an office?
Me?
Yeah, man. I could see you doing it. You're very charismatic.
Maybe later on in life.
Well,
I gotta wait. I mean, I'm only 24, so.
What is the age you have? President?
That'd be cool.
I could see you doing it.
Yeah. I mean, I could see myself doing it too, but like I said, I got a lot to learn. I got to take it a step at a time.
Well, you're still, you got, I remember, I actually do remember that far back, but
So no, you're young, man. I told you that is 90 years old. So you got a lot of,
we talked about that last week. So you're 23. Is that what you said?
24. Actually, I was 23 and March 30th was my birthday.
Belated birthday. So 20, how do you have a dad that's 90?
Ask him, bro.
So that probably is, I mean, that would be really cool, but I would think that'd really be different mindset.
I feel like I gained a lot of wisdom from him, for sure. I mean, he had a lot more experience of life. He was brought up differently in a hard way.
Oh, I bet.
So that he did a lot better than his dad did. Okay. So I was raised a lot differently than him. His perspective about life, he always said, get your mind right, mentality, you know?
True.
And like I said, at a young age, I was naive. But now it's like, thank you, Dad.
Especially when you look back, it's like, I can't believe it, you know, or you never thought that way. So, so what are some things you want to do? I mean, I know what you're doing right now. What are the dreams?
Man, my dreams are to hopefully someday own duplexes, have passive income, but also help out individuals. I mean, really want to have like a area. I don't know. It doesn't matter if it's in this city or in a different state, but just where kids or, you know, people that are teenagers, my bad, they can go, you know, and relax, you know, and study or do their own thing and make it as cheap as possible. So that way they can have the freedom to explore, because I feel like sometimes you need to escape the house as an individual to have your own perspective. I'm not saying that parents necessarily don't know what they're doing, but I feel like as a child and as somebody that's growing up, you need to figure out who you are, because people like to put you in a situation where like, this is who you are. But in reality, it's like you're depressing that person from truly exploring what they want to be.
True. Huh? That's perspective.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what I want to do. I mean, I want to make sure that I touch as many people's lives as possible. That's,
you will. I'll say what I'm doing. You definitely will. Especially when you get your podcast up and going. Get you a computer and you'll be doing on this.
Just start it, right?
It'll be your guest. Nah. I don't want to have that.
Nah, you can be my guest. We can be each other's guests. We can have one of them podcast for sure.
Awesome. That's cool. So, so helping people, which I think that's what I resonated with you last week so much. So you do local things to help people, or have you
in reality, it's just like at work.
Okay.
I don't have to necessarily go out and help everybody. I feel like the ripple effect is real.
It is.
I feel as if I touch somebody's life just a little bit, they can go on to touch somebody else's life.
Yep.
So it's all about perspective. Some people are worried about, oh, I need to do this many people. I need to make sure that I help 100 million. No, it's just a thing with the time. And it's about moving correctly. I feel like you have to move correctly. And I learned that the hard way.
So, no, but you learned that.
Yeah, I learned.
24, that's pretty good, because some people never learn that. So, I don't like that. Help people, where people have to put it on, like, you know, on this.
Yeah.
It's like, so why do you need to show that you help people?
Silence.
You know, it's just like, I don't know. I have a problem with that, where I think we talked about it last week, where people go out and give food to the homeless. It's like, well, you've done it for, you know, one time. So
put them on game. Get them a job. Get them a place to stay.
It's just like you're not helping them long term. Yeah, he's going to be maybe not hungry for a few minutes.
Slapping a Band-Aid on a cut that needs stitches.
Yep.
That's what you're doing.
True.
I mean.
So you ever thought about doing like a nonprofit or something?
Nonprofit?
Or something like that.
I'm not really educated in that. So that's the thing. I mean, I wouldn't mind doing stuff.
24. I mean. So do you have like a business you'd want to start to help people? Wouldn't have to be a nonprofit.
I mean, I wouldn't mind. See, I watch these videos on YouTube on some show, like pallet videos.
Uh-huh.
People build things out of pallets.
That's good.
I wouldn't mind making a business out of that, because I mean, the pallets are free.
True.
So, I mean, you can get people to make cool things. They can learn along the way. You don't necessarily need to know everything right away. I mean, that's the way I look at it. I mean, I know in December, my plan is to slow down at Kitties a little bit and kind of get pallets for my job that I have right now, Ruts, because they have plenty of pallets where they just kind of like throw them away or give them away and just start.
So it'd be perfect. They can use that as something that's not being used. That's very cool. So have you ever thought about doing public speaking?
Public speaking?
Yeah.
Man, to be honest, that's my dream.
Isn't it really cool?
Like I said, like when I was younger, I was really, really timid. And now I'm starting to become more extroverted. And
So, it's getting better. We talked about it last week. We were both kind of were that way growing up.
Yeah.
So what brought you out, or what is bringing you out of that?
I want to be the smartest individual I can be. I mean, I was the dumbest individual. I'm not saying that was dumb. I mean, how do I say this? That's poor self-talk. But what I'm saying is, like, I wasn't the most intelligent or the brightest growing
up. Okay.
So for me, it's like, I need to become better. I need to just keep on pursuing self-improvement every single day, even if it's a little bit, because it's compounded effect. The more you can compound, the more quicker that you can move later on. See, the thing is, like, last year, I wasn't this person.
Well, year before that, that's true. It's basically in a year's time, right?
Every single year, sometimes. Yeah, like, it takes time.
Okay. That is cool. Because, I mean, your mindset at 24, I mean, you could actually teach. I mean, you could have, like, stuff on YouTube. Do you have a YouTube channel?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm saying, I'm waiting until December. I want to move correctly.
Okay. So, December's the time. That's the countdown to December.
Now they know.
I think December 8th. That's my birthday. We'll shoot that for that day.
All right. That sounds good. That's my dad's birthday is in December, I think, December 8th, if I'm correct,
1933. I mean, is he still pretty agile for 29?
He's in the nursing home right now. But for his age, he's doing well. I mean, he had a couple, like, medical issues here and there.
And it was kind of scary,
but that dude is like a cockroach. He ain't gonna die.
Was that?
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, that. Well, we talked about, I mean, health, you know, last week, and you said you worked out
quite a bit.
Yeah. So what do you, I mean, why is health so important? I mean, we both are in the same mindset of that, but some people just, they'll do it tomorrow or do it, you know, some other time.
Health is very important because it teaches you where you're at mentally. I feel like it puts you in a hard situation. You're disciplining yourself in a place by yourself. Like, you're putting yourself in a position to struggle and see how far you can push yourself. So that's just not a physical thing. It's a mental thing.
Oh, yeah.
100% of it is just mental.
Yeah.
I believe that mentality is everything. You speak to yourself horribly, you're going to be horrible. You speak to yourself with confidence every single day, you're going
to
be great.
Yeah. Because you are always listening to your self-talk. Yeah. That's for sure. You mean, when you
think aware. That,
yeah, very, very much. So how often do you work out?
Try to work pretty much every single day, but I take Wednesdays and Sundays off.
Okay.
So that's been my...
I think that's good. Give you some rest time, you know. Yeah. I think that is very good to reflect and just let your body heal off of that, too. So
that's important.
So, okay, what is next? What is, like, something in 5 years you'd like to be doing? By the time you get to
change in the world.
I love it.
One step at a time, changing the world. I feel like I want to influence a lot of younger people to be like, okay, I can be serious about my life and have fun.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily have to be with alcohol or drugs. Because I've seen a lot of my friends, you know, they're doing good, but they're not good. Like they're doing good money-wise, but they're not mentally okay. And that will take a toll on you.
It will.
It will. And
yeah. Yep. Money is kind of your god, and you know,
it's not mine. No,
I don't have any of it, so I don't.
Yeah.
But I think that is. I think, well, this society, I think, especially in the United States, really, you know, it's like go after the dollar, you know, chase, and maybe that's your dream. But it's like, so when you get that dream, you got all the money. So what do you have then? I mean, I would think it'd be, I don't know, maybe in a way disappointing.
Yeah.
Only, really, I think if you have that much money, you need to give back. You know, and I think some people don't get what they get back to themselves, you know, with Lambo or, you know, the latest and all that stuff. And it's like, you know, it's kind of empty. It's just, I'm of the mindset. It's like, you know, there's so many people struggling as you were, you know, and it's just like, if you can just change one life, how much that is going to, I mean, get that smile like we talked last week, I think I see us doing a business or something like that together.
Yeah.
I could definitely see us doing that. But yeah, I just think that, and I know in your age group, I know a lot of people with anxiety and struggling with, and I, to a point, I was that way, honest, in my 20s, but I think it's just so much. One thing, I didn't have social media where you could compare, you know, as much as what the other person's
doing.
And I think there is definitely, comparison is the, well, I don't know what that saying is, but there's, you know, I think it is the path to unhappiness or something like that. So self-improvement. So who are some of the people you follow or you read books on? Man,
Jordan Peterson, Eric Thomas.
Oh, E.T.
Yep. Those two are the biggest ones. Eric Thomas, Jordan Peterson. I'm gonna be entirely honest. Those.
Have you ever met Eric Tom?
No, I want
to. Awesome. Me too.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, he was. The day I saw him out there, he was on a diet because his wife was saying he's very. I mean, he's
energetic.
No, he's a great speaker. So. Yeah. That's one thing, going to Vegas and meeting all these people, and, you know, and like we talked, you know, last week, getting in proximity to the people with the same mindset too. And you said you hadn't been to Vegas yet?
Nah.
Not yet.
No, I haven't. I mean, I wouldn't mind it, but like you said, it's more than just alcohol and gambling.
Which
I didn't, you know, when I think about Vegas, I think about parties and stuff. And it's like, I don't really know if I want to associate myself with going there. But
which goes on, but there's a lot of other things too.
Yeah.
You know, gambling, I was surprised how played down it was, because I think they're trying to go more for a family thing.
Yeah.
So there was a lot more, because I thought I'd hate Vegas.
Yeah.
And I've been there four times now, and I like Vegas really well because it was definitely different. I mean, yeah, there's definitely the gambling and party atmosphere, definitely. But it's just like, okay, this is actually
more than just what is perceived to be.
Yeah. It's just like, this is awesome. I mean, it's a place that I've never been to any place like it.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, when you go to those conferences, you don't have much time to go out there anyway.
Yeah.
Because they were like 6 a.m. to, I mean, something like midnight.
Yeah.
And, but it was so cool. I mean, the speakers were great, but it was all the other people. You know, the last one, it was like 6,000 people there.
Really?
Yeah. It was at the MGM Grand, and it was cool. And I think that's gotten me, the people there, and then the people in San Diego got me to what I'm doing today.
So, yeah. That's great.
But
that's
great. I'll take you to Vegas sometime.
Oh man,
you do.
I'll have to pay my way too.
Okay, that's good. Yes, okay. I will let you pay.
You can't tell me you're gonna take me to Vegas, and I'm not gonna mooch off of you.
Make sure. Okay, that says a lot too.
Yeah,
I like that. Because somebody's like, okay, I'll do that, but no, that's awesome. So, okay, so 5 years, married.
Married.
You want to have kids or all?
I mean, yeah, 5 years. I would say I feel like in 5 years I would finally, I mean, really start looking. I mean, I'll talk to females now, but I just don't have the time.
True. Yeah, no, I hear you. So, well, it's kind of different, you know.
And I feel like I don't have the resources right now either to really be in the relationship. I feel like a lot of people get into relationships and they don't necessarily know who they are yet, too.
Amen. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it makes for tough, because when you don't. So, well, you're probably not doing all this investment, so when you get married, you'll be set then. Yeah. Too. So
make sure she don't know that, so that way she falls in love with me, not with me.
Yeah, I think that there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. It's like, hey, I got all that property over there.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. that part's gonna be silent. You're just gonna know me.
So you're gonna be a satellite partner in the marriage. this is cruel. So, yeah. So okay. So, how many siblings do you have? I know you said the other day you had.
Like I said that I know of. Probably like 10 siblings.
That's a lot of siblings.
Both my mom and my dad.
Okay.
The only reason I say that I know of is because I had a sibling a couple years back that died. I didn't know anything about.
Wow.
And I don't know if it was because of heart disease or I don't know what it was, but
wow, that's how old?
That's the thing, I don't remember. I was young. Oh, I was like, okay. I was like maybe 12 or so.
Okay.
So. And I heard that my brother died. Who died?
Wow.
But they told me their name, and I didn't know. That's the thing. And I didn't feel bad because I didn't have no connection.
True.
Yeah. And I felt bad about that because I'm like, that's my brother, but I have no connection.
Yeah, when you don't have
existed.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy to think about that.
Well, it'd just been like somebody, if you heard, you know, somebody on the street, you know, died, you'd feel bad, but you really.
But it's not like deep rooted pain.
Yeah.
It's like, oh,
so do you have within your siblings, have any interaction with any of them? Or
yeah, I do.
Okay.
I mean, I got my brother lives here in Hastings outside of the country, and my other brother.
Okay.
He's around the area. My sister is in Giltner.
Okay.
And I got siblings in Grand Island, and I got siblings in Lincoln, and I got siblings in Colorado.
Okay.
They're everywhere.
That's cool. Yeah. You can go visit a lot of different places.
Yeah,
I gotta go see my siblings. Yeah. I gotta go travel here.
I could.
No,
you need money for that first.
You do. And I know people like you. You get the money. You just
no, I don't. Oh man. Okay. I carry myself in a manner so that way people can be like, okay, this dude is either somebody or he can be somebody. I try not to. I'm not trying to be flat. Like for example, I only dress up on Friday. And on Sunday, because those are the many days I have off. So I don't have to buy a lot of clothes. I only got like 4 or 5 pairs of nice clothes.
Yeah.
And that's it. And I rotate through.
True.
You know? And
yeah.
I don't, because I ain't got money like that.
Yeah. No, well, I think there's nothing wrong with that. I mean,
someday I will, though. That's the goal.
You will?
That's the goal.
You write them down?
Oh, yeah.
You journal?
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Journal. Okay.
I journal.
Do you like journaling?
I don't do it every single time, but when I do, yeah, I do love it. Because I can look back at it and be like, dang, I actually accomplished what I wrote down.
Puts it in the reality.
It's crazy. It's like you write it down. It comes. It's like you manifest it.
You do.
And it's real because you write it down. You do the little things to get there and you'll get there.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It is a secret. Putting it right there and looking at it. You know, it's just like, because everybody's like, well, I'm going to manifest something.
But yeah.
Like, you got to do it. Literally, you did it. So
you got to do it.
And it does occur. So would you want to write a book or anything like that? Do you like writing?
Man. To be entirely honest, I suck at the English language, but I've been better at it. I've been working on it. So
just say, I mean, you speak English very well.
Yeah, I do. But so, back in the day, I wasn't the best. And it just took a lot of practice and reading books, writing stuff down.
True.
My spelling is horrible. The only reason I can spell correctly is because I speak into my phone.
Yeah, that's one thing that's about the phone really well.
But, I mean, I've been doing better about, okay, did I spell this word correctly? Right?
Yeah,
it's correct. I got it now. I'm getting it. This is, like I said, I'm not the same person I was a year ago or 2 years ago. I
can believe that.
Everybody should be growing.
Yeah, and you have the mindset you're going to.
Yeah.
You're going to improve and do that. And that's worth a lot because some people, like we talked about that last week too, is like they get out of school and then they get the job and get traditional and they just don't do anything. It's like you got to keep learning. You got to keep on, you know, growing and doing
Renaissance man.
Yeah.
See, I think about that. I'm like, I want to be like a Renaissance man. Like,
there you go.
Somebody who knows a little bit of everything or just like masters a couple. Like, I want to do that. I
want to master. You will be there. You get that written down?
No, but I'm about to.
You will be. I already know that. Like I told you last week, I get this vibe. You have, you're going a long way.
Thank you. Thank you. So, you will too. I mean, for
thank you.
You're putting me in a position to where people can listen to me.
I mean,
that itself connecting.
Yeah.
You know,
that's kind of,
it's big.
That's my goal, is to showcase people because everybody's got a backstory.
Yeah, and it's true.
And it's just like, well, I was over at the bookstore yesterday. She's like, so what do you do? Go around just making people's lives better? And it's like, that's kind of the goal, you know?
Yeah.
Because everybody, kind of the people that wouldn't normally get hurt, you know, kind of do this.
Yeah.
And if you'd have told me when I was younger, I'd be doing something like this. It's like,
crazy.
I would have been, no way. You wouldn't be able to pull these in here.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, there's just, if somebody else hears this or watches it, it's like, you know, he's doing it, you know, maybe I could do it too.
Yeah.
Inspire. I mean, there's just that's the goal.
And my thing is, like, I know where I come from.
Mm-hmm.
I know it, and I want to exceed that. Like, I want to make sure that people can see my story and be like, okay, if he could do it, there's people out there that have been through worse than me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the things that have been,
I hear you.
And I see that, and I'm like, that's inspirational, man. Like, I'm making excuses. They have the same 24 hours a day. You know, why am I still stuck here?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And the fact you think, you know, most people don't think, they just react.
It's true.
And, like somebody said, what, thinking is harder. That's why most people judge. And it's like, yeah, I think that is the case. So, do you meditate or anything like that?
Meditate? No, but I mean, not really.
I could see you doing that too.
I mean, there's times where I like, I'm kind of weird in the morning. You know how people like listen to radio and stuff,
uh-huh.
And in the mornings I'll drive to work in silence.
Silence answers.
Yeah, some people can't hang out with their thoughts, but I used to be like that. I used to listen to music all the time,
uh-huh.
And I still do. But when I go to work in the morning, I try to keep it silent. So that way I can really process what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, because a lot of people don't know what they're thinking or what they're feeling.
True.
It can hurt you in the long run.
It can. And most people, I mean, that's one thing about when they're working out, what they got their, you know, AirPods in or something like that, or have the headphones, which, you know, there is a place for that. I mean, if I was doing this at home, I'd have some headphones on, but it's just like, gosh, that's why I go for walks or runs and stuff. And it's like, how much, because I'm out there with the animals mainly. It's just like, there's so many things. I get more thoughts, you know, things when I'm doing that.
Yeah.
And no, silence has answer. And that's, I think, another problem with our society, that we don't want to be without some noise. Yep.
Always looking through stuff is like, you don't have time to think. The people that don't have time to think, they're stuck in the same loop because they're literally watching the same loop.
Mm-hmm.
It's all an algorithm on your phone. You keep on watching
the same
thing. It's just like,
they're going to give you more of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that just, we need to say that loud, because there's just, I don't know. That's one of you can ask my wife. That's one of my pet peeves where people have noise or something going on all 24/7 when they're awake. And it's just, no, I don't know. But that's, I'm glad I grew up before this. That's how old I am.
Yeah.
But
you're not old. Dude, my dad is 90. You're still young.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're still young.
I'll go for it. I'll take that. So, so what are the things you want to do in your life? I mean, you're driven.
I guess I wouldn't mind in some shape or form making homes, like not necessarily for sale, but just like, for example, like shelters, but like actual, like little units. Like my brother and I talk about getting a tiny house. I wouldn't mind getting a
tiny houses house. Can be pretty awesome. Some of those are amazing.
But it would be nice to find a way to produce tiny houses for a cheap amount or even for free, as long as you as an individual show that you want to learn or you want to grow as an individual, and then that just be the starting point.
Yep.
And it'd be like, okay, hey, now I got enough money saved up to go buy my own house.
Yep.
You know,
get them that first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get the ball rolling. Basically.
That's something else I would love to do.
Yeah.
Great.
I kind of have, you know, I think that's awesome.
But it's hard though, because it's all society. It's all about making that money.
It is.
And yes, that is important. But if you can help somebody get out of a rut, you don't know the return that it can be. It's an investment.
Yeah. Well. It is very much an investment. No. And that's like, well, I feel sorry for people, kind of like when I was saying they don't have a voice, people that are homeless, people that, you know, it's just like, you don't have any clue because people judge them or, you know, go get a job or something like that. And it's like, you don't have any idea. It's like, if they don't have a home, it's kind of hard to go get a job because you don't have a place to change clothes or, you know, or
you lost your ID, you lost, you know, and then they'll tell you, oh, well, we can't give you a job. It's like, okay. Then you complain about people being homeless, you complain about all these situations, but you're not willing to give them a chance.
Yep.
Because it breaks the law.
It, yeah, of course. Yes. Well, like I was in San Diego where it was illegal to be homeless, you know, and they ran them up at night. It's like, you think these people are doing it on purpose?
Yeah.
Most of them, I don't think are.
I don't think most of them are, but there are some people that do put themselves in that situation.
I think
which
so too.
I agree that there are some people that are out there. I'm not saying that they deserve it by any means, but they're just in a different stage in their life. They went through traumatic experiences. They were drugs. And I mean, it happens.
It does.
And I'm not saying everybody is goody-tishy or everybody is horrible, but it's more than just one reality for sure.
It is. No, and that's kind of like, it's, and we don't take care of mental health, I think, in this country at all either. And I know when we were down in New Orleans last summer and talking about homeless, oh my gosh, New Orleans has got a big problem with that because you can really walk on the street. But a lot of those people were, I think they weren't really on drugs. You know, they just.
But think about what that does to you, though. Not having shelter, not having a place to be, instability, that's going to give you an unstable mind.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what people go, this person's crazy. Okay. Put yourself in that situation. Tell me you not lose it just a little bit.
I would lose it a lot. So I'm just, I've been blessed. I've had pretty much, never thought about home or food or anything like that. And, I mean, this one gal, she was probably maybe 30, and we were at an IHOP down there in New Orleans, and she came in to get the menus every day.
Yeah.
And then the manager's like, oh, she does that every day. But she, I mean, she looked like a really sweet person, but it was definitely mentally, she wasn't there.
Yeah.
And she just wanted those menus and she'd walk out, and then they would go get them again and she'd repeat it. It's like, why don't, instead of repeating it, why is there somebody there that can help that gal?
Some people are just not ready to receive help.
Yeah, that's true too. And you have to be, if you're not able to, not ready to receive, you're not going to, you're just going to avoid it. So that is true too. But no, that's kind of like, I did a thing the other day. It's like, you know, they will tell you to invest, you know, in this country. But so many people, if they're on the street, they're not going to have any way to invest. They barely can eat or have clothes.
And there's plenty of food out there. That's the thing. That's the thing that drives me crazy. I mean, I think about all the food that restaurants throw away at the end of the night.
It's like,
dude, a lot. If you don't get profit from it and it's going to go to the trash, it's going to go to waste anyways. Why not put that like in a pantry?
Exactly.
You know, and take that food and like give it to the homeless. Yeah, it's like, you also don't want to like have it be a habit for them. They're like, oh, I can survive it.
Because
there's some people that will take advantage of that. But at the same time, it's like, that food is all going.
It is.
And people are dying from hunger. Are you kidding me? There's plenty of food out there that's being
thrown. There is. Abundance is actually all around.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, but no. And I saw, what was it? Some country was, with their grocery stores, was going to have, they were going to make, the grocery stores couldn't throw away the food. They had to do something like that.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things that, and like the investing, I would, when I get enough money, I would love to get a starter thing, and they'd have to invest, and they couldn't do it on anything else. They'd have to kind of stay in, you know, I don't care what they, if they went gold, silver, or whatever. I mean, if they wanted to do crypto, you know, make sure that they weren't in somebody that's in, that's not a scam. Yeah. There's a lot of those out there. And get them, get that going so they'd have some money. So maybe they would be able to buy something or get a home or one of your tiny homes.
Yeah.
So, but we just, that frustrates me in this country greatly that we just, nothing changes and nothing changes and we don't do anything.
That's true.
And it's just like, no. And somebody said, you know, somebody should do something about that. It's like, yeah, you and I are somebody. So, and I, you will. I know you will.
I
and
I will. Okay, yeah, so, some of the fact that you're doing this.
So,
it's amazing.
But yeah, just bring up, and it makes people uncomfortable when they watch that because, I mean, they're so, but you have to make people uncomfortable.
You do.
A lot of times you just, so, but, so politicians, so what would you want to, hey, he's going to run for president.
Someday.
You all heard it here.
Well, see, you never know where life takes you. So.
Yeah, you don't.
You don't choose your path sometimes. You kind of get put in it and you choose to pursue it or not.
Yeah, and that's sometimes you get redirected.
Yeah.
So I could see you, let's see, Governor of Nebraska. And then
it's crazy.
Then in Washington, D.C. See, you doing it, though. And if you're a speaker, so, okay, you said you like, that's your dream. So what does that look like for speaking? I mean, on just TED Talks or something like that, or?
Could be TED Talks. It could just be online. That's okay. The thing. It doesn't necessarily have to be a certain platform. I mean, the platforms for sure will get you to be seen better. But with the internet today, you can
you can do
anything.
Yeah,
it's all about just tapping into the right individuals and the right individuals seeing you. That's all it is.
Yep. So if somebody was like somebody that just got off the streets, what would you? How would you tell them to go about really getting things going? In your idea.
Just take it one step at a time.
Okay.
I mean, self-improve just a little bit every single day. The small ones will compound and the small ones will become easy and it just will compound over time.
It is. I think.
But I've never necessarily been in that position, so I can't.
No, I haven't either. So
yeah.
That's another thing. Everybody wants it yesterday. You know, that's one thing. It's just like, well, like on this podcast, my wife's one of them. She's like, so when you start making money at this, it's like, it takes a while to really get any business. And some businesses don't ever make money. You know, it's just getting noticed. The other day, I had 9,000 views on on the YouTube channel. So it's like, well, it's slowly but surely. I think this is like the 167th episode. So
there's nothing wrong with that.
So it's getting
there. You see how many episodes Joe Rogan has?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm going to be with you.
The guy has like 1,000 something, like 3,000. I don't know.
Everybody's asking me, it's like, so you, it's like, I'm not even touching anything like you.
I'm thinking, well,
so, but he had to begin too. And that's another thing. Everybody's like, my wife's kind of the way too. It's like, oh, nobody will watch it. Nobody will, you know, she's just like, I tried to get her to be an artist. She's got 2 art degrees. It's like, well, nobody will buy my stuff.
It's all about position.
It is.
You got to position yourself in the location. Like, for example, I position myself here. I read books and people will come and talk to me and I'll talk to them. You know, like, you never know what the opportunity is. You position yourself in the bar, you're not going to get any.
No. Yeah, you're not the people you probably want to talk to. Yeah, so
it's all about positioning.
But just like last week, where you sat down when I was having coffee.
Yeah,
it was, and Steph wanted to. I should probably. Steph is one of the. I think she's a manager of Blue Moon here, and I've been trying to get her on the podcast, but she is. That's a no way. but it is. I mean, she has an environment here where it's conducive to meet people like we were last Friday. So. So, big plans for the weekend?
Oh, man, I told you. I got to work. Tonight at 4.
Do you work during the night?
Yeah, 4.
Oh, wow.
So, I told you. So, I work Monday through Thursday.
Right.
6 to 4:30, 10-hour shifts.
Okay.
And then Tuesday through Thursday, I start at 4, 6 to close. Wow. And then Friday is my morning day off because I don't work at Ruts. So, I got that morning off.
Okay.
And then I do laundry and stuff like this. Come and read. Doing this with you.
Okay.
And then I go to the gym at 12.
Oh, you really?
I can do it. Okay. If somebody wanted to murder me, they could do it.
No, you can't. He changed. No, that's not a schedule.
I'm just saying.
So how long do you work out then?
It just depends on how long the workout takes. Sometimes I'll talk to people here and there.
Yeah.
And, usually like an hour and a half or maybe sometimes three.
Okay.
I try to push myself until I can't no more.
So you have a certain routine you do every time
you're
there?
Yeah, I got a 5-day split.
Okay.
I got chest, legs, shoulders, back. No, legs again and then back. And then chest and repeat.
Okay. Would you ever want to have your own gym?
I want to do everything.
I think there's nothing wrong with
that. It's possible.
Just got to focus on whatever is the top of the line. Yeah. So, but yeah, gym would be kind of cool. I'd love to have a small gym in my house. But
then once you have the cash flow and you're free to do anything, you could do it. That's the thing. It might just be a thing where you do this for an hour or you do this
too.
I mean, you see some people's lives and like, you doing all that? Yeah, because you have the cash flow. You have the income now. You have enough free time.
Yeah.
And I'd be willing to get to that position
sometime. Yeah. And then you know what it is? Everybody's like the money, but it's actually the freedom to be able to do what we just said too. So do you have a house?
Yeah. Okay. It's owned from my sister. It's a little trailer house.
That works.
But like I said, it's a blessing. It's
good.
Yep.
So would you own your own house or build your own house? I mean, we're talking about tiny house.
Build a tiny house.
Okay, so you're gonna build one for you.
With my brother, I want to build one.
Okay.
We keep on saying that we're gonna
build one. So you can do that where you live? Okay. Just
take the old house down and put the two little tiny houses with a garage in the middle and call it good.
I mean, it's amazing how they deal with those shipping containers when they put those. It's like, you don't even know those are.
Those are cool.
It's just like, whoa, my wife and I both, because we're kind of just like too much stuff.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, if you had that little space, you wouldn't be able to keep as much stuff.
That's the point.
And I can see you wouldn't keep much stuff. Okay.
Dude, you need to teach me. My room is bare. If somebody watches,
what
like,
we said about that.
I was like, where's your stuff where you put your clothes? I just fold it, put it in the corner. Don't worry. But I want to make out of pallets. I actually want to make my own bed. I want to make a shelving area. Right. When I do that, I'm going to make a tutorial on TikTok and on YouTube and show people how to make it. So that way people don't go out and spend like $300 on, you know, furniture, but like, so they can see that they can do it themselves. It's not that hard.
Yeah. No.
But
so you,
I need time. So
TikTok, you do TikTok?
I have TikTok, but I will start in December.
Okay. December? Okay.
I'm going to coming out.
All right. I'll say, so today's the day. So
what day is your birthday?
December 8th.
December 8th?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I think that's my dad's birthday too. December 8th. That day.
So YouTube the same way, or do you have YouTube?
I don't have YouTube.
Okay.
I have TikTok, but like I said, I don't post anything.
Yeah, I don't do too much in that.
But I will, because, I mean, it's a lot of people spend time on it.
Mm-hmm. I spend not too much time on Facebook, definitely. That's where my number one is.
Yeah. No.
But in Instagram, I don't know. It's all right. So
you just got to know how to use it.
Yeah.
Educate yourself on it.
Yeah. And I'm getting there. And about the time then they did a better change it. It's like,
it's fine.
You
have people that know how to use it.
Yeah.
You just got to be like, hey, so how do you?
And you know, that's something I think another thing is people don't know how to do it. So they don't, you know, and it's just like there's so many people that there will help you. Whatever, you go to YouTube video. It's just like there's no reason that you can't figure out something. And it's like, you know, I don't need to know that. It's like, you know, what if it's something that's going to make a difference in this world? And we go back to the education, you know, it's just like, you got to keep learning. One thing, it becomes, I think, addictive. I mean, I don't know how to do it. It's like, I think I want to figure that out.
Yeah.
So, kind of like pickleball. You do pickleball?
How do you play that?
I don't know. I have not. They play that at the Y. It's just like, they keep trying to get me on a pickleball. And everybody seems like, I've talked to them, it's like, well, you need to get to playing pickleball. It's like,
yeah.
So what is that exactly? And so, but when I'm at the Y, there's a lot of people playing it.
Yeah.
So, but.
Oh, is it the thing where you throw on the wall?
No, this looks like, you know, they tell me it's kind of like a small, if you knew how to know tennis, it's kind of like bat. They seem to have a very good time because they're very vocal about it. Yeah. But so I don't know. So anything else you want to share with the audience before we end?
Well, to be honest, just hope everybody self-improves every single day because it's possible. Awesome. That's pretty much it.
That's a good thing.
Honestly, self-improve. It's not that hard.
It isn't. When you make it a thing that is a non-negotiable,
yeah,
it's got to become non-negotiable.
Yeah.
You just got to do it. So on that, we'll leave it with that. And that's a great wisdom there. And Immedia,
yes.
E-M-I-D-I-A.
Yes. There you
go. I didn't get that part. Thank you for joining us on the Dreamcatcher podcast. Maybe do a follow-up sometime down the line.
Sure.
Maybe December 8th.
December 8th. All right. Maybe you'll do one of mine.
Yeah, I would count on that. That sounds good. So,
right.
Thank you. See you later.
That's cool.